RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Friday night with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers Diamond Text Line to be a part of the show. Well, it was a shellacking today at Wrigley Field as the Braves whitewashed the Chicago Cubs 8-0 behind Max Free. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our friend of the show, Justin Toscano. He is the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work, and he's on Twitter, at Justin C. Toscano. Justin, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show tonight.
Yeah, of course, Chuck. Thanks for having me on. How's it going?
It's good, and that was a marvelous performance today. Listen, Justin, the only thing I'll say is I'm hoping while Max Fried was off that he did not sell his soul to Beelzebub, because that was a magnificent performance, and that was as strong of a start, all things considered, when you look at the circumstances, as the Braves have probably put up all year.
I mean, you can really see just the level of dominance between Fried and some of the arms they've had to bring up. Now, that's expected, right, when you use 12 starters. I mean, 15 if you count the three arms for, you know, that opened the bullpen games. But it was just a different level today. I mean, in terms of Max, I mean, the guy who's a gamer, knows the opposing lineup about as well as anybody taking the mound that day. You just really saw it, right? Like, his rehab performances were pretty pedestrian, but they always say that you really can't tell much of those. Today he got, you know, the nervous energy before start, got the adrenaline of a game, a different feel in that visitor's clubhouse and, you know, at Wrigley Field. And he was terrific, man. I mean, I thought as much as anything, the 97 miles per hour was what was very encouraging to me. His fastball, you know, averaged around 95. I mean, it was just everything you wanted to see, right? Because this is a team that won a title without Ronald Acuña Jr. 2 years ago, but like, you just, the road's going to be tough over the next 2.5 months, and having Fried, a healthy Fried that looks like he did today, just increases their chances a lot. And I mean, I think that's about as well as it could have gone, right?
Yeah, Justin, I've said I think he's the best left-hander in baseball, and it's going to be really interesting in another year or so from now when it's contract time, because he's going to get paid like he's the best left-hander in baseball. I'm wondering, I still question whether or not that they will fork out the kind of cash it's going to take to keep Max Fried. Do you have any sense about, you know, what his long-term vision is? I mean, you know, is he committed to Atlanta? I mean, you know, again, we can't know inside of his head, but he's going to make a ton of cash when he comes on the open market.
Right. I mean, I think he, you know, it's been tough to tell, you know, 100%. I think he likes Atlanta. I think there's a narrative, and I don't know if it's fair or not, but I think there's a narrative around the industry that he likes L.A. just because that's home. Now, I don't know, like money talks, right? I mean, I think if the Braves were to pony up and offer him something he felt he couldn't refuse, I know that's obvious, but obviously he would, you know, probably take that deal. But if, look, if he pitches like he did today, you know, throw the injuries out. I mean, if he pitches to a, you know, a 3 ERA or under over this next year and a half going into his free agency, I mean, yeah, he's going to be paid, right? I mean, he's going to be probably the top starter on the market at a good age, somebody who doesn't have a ton of innings on his arm just because of when, you know, he did come up and starting the bullpen at first. I mean, I just – yeah, it's tough. I don't know. I mean, I just think, like anything else, it's going to come down to whether the Braves pay him. And in terms of starting pitchers, I mean, we've seen how much they've costed in free agency. And the Braves right now have structured their roster so that nobody's making more than $22 million a year at separate parts of their contracts. And I just think that, I mean, that's going to be tough, right? It's going to be tough to keep Max within that range. Now, the Braves can stretch it, but they've already kind of set this precedent. I don't know how much that goes into it, but I really do think that if Max keeps pitching like he has been these last couple years, he's probably going to exceed the Braves' price. And unless they're willing to do something that, look, you know, they haven't done before, because he's not a guy you're going to sign to 10 years or 11 years like you could with Austin Riley to get to that $212 million and still get to the AAV you want, right? So, I mean, I think, and, you know, if he gets to free agency, there's just going to be suitors. And, look, you know, sometimes the market dictates that, right? Like we just saw with a guy, you know, on the other side today, Dansby Swanson, who was, you know, a great ball player, but I think we can all agree that the shortstop market soared and the prices just became insane. You know, that can happen more so even with a guy like Fried, who's going to be the top starter when he's out.
Justin Toscano, Braves beat writer, avoiding all the sirens. Hopefully he's not getting arrested here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Do you think Spencer Strider right now is the leader in the clubhouse for the Cy Young Award?
Oh, man, that's tough. I mean, I don't know, just because I'll say this, it's the best 3.5 ERA I've ever seen in my life, or whatever it is. I mean, he had those two starts, but I think, yeah, I mean, I think he's got to be near the front runners on the list, right? I mean, if you look at the strikeouts, you look at what he's done, and I mean, I think in recent history, at least anecdotally, it feels like the Cy Young winner. I mean, I guess Alcantara was great the entire season, but the year, you know, I think the Cy Young winners tended to, it's like one of those guys that goes on an insane second half run, and he's on the moves right now. I mean, you take away a couple of the home runs, even, that's even better. I mean, I think the ERA's got to get a little lower, but look, I mean, the strikeouts, really, I mean, that can sway voters. So, I mean, I think it's going to be with the way it is in the NL this year, you know, and certain underperformances from some guys and injuries to others, I think he's about as good of a chance as anyone at taking it home.
Yeah, I mean, he leads in two of the three Triple Crown categories for pitching. He, I think really his only competition right now is Zach Gallen. I mean, when you look at the National League, there's nobody that just kind of stands out in the league. And, again, he's got all the numbers that would tell you that he should be the Cy Young winner. It's not just strikeouts, but, again, he's leading the league in wins. You know, he's had good numbers all the way around. The only thing that's concerned me about him is the number of home runs that he's given up here, you know, especially year over year. That's been the one thing that's been a dramatic increase as far as the number of homers that he's given up year over year.
Yeah, no, I think talking to him in Boston, he really feels like, and he's a guy that will just be, you know, for anybody who's ever heard him talk, I mean, he's super hard on himself, like super honest, super genuine, you know, if he's not been good. But I think the one thing that stood out to me is he just feels like he's given, you know, he said, you know, you watch an outing for other pitchers and they might get away with four of their five mistake pitches. He's like, he feels like his are getting punished right now, the couple mistakes he makes a game. And it really seems to be the case. I mean, over these last 7-8 starts, he's throwing the ball terrifically, really, since that one in Detroit. And I really think that Maybe it's a case of, you know, a little bit of bad luck. I mean, especially if you leave, like earlier in the season, he was leaving 96 over the plate instead of 98. Like that might be that 2 miles an hour, I think, is probably a big difference to hitters. I've never hit, you know, the major leagues, but that would seem big. He's had some mislocations. Lately, it's been a lot better, I think, since that Diamondback start, the past few. I mean, it's been, to me, like a couple unlucky ones, like the Rafael Devers one in Boston was, you know, a couple feet below the zone. And he had to golf it out. I mean, I think that stuff is the stuff that will level off over time. Here's the problem with kind of what we're talking about in the Cy Young. Voters don't look at that. I mean, some of them do, but, I you know, like there are some of them that will not look into the context or look into the expected batting averages of all those home runs or look into – and so, I mean, I think it's something that dramatically affects ERA, but you need some sort of context behind it. And I just hope that in Spencer's case, people look at kind of that full picture and kind of go through it to see that context. Because he's been, to me, he's been a lot better than his ERA has shown.
Justin, one of the other guys I want to talk to you about is Michael Harris, who really, I mean, before today, I think it's his last 15 games, was hitting 400. And we're starting to see him make the contact. You know, if you look at his walk and strikeout numbers, the walks are up, yeah. The strikeouts are down. The batting average is approaching what it was last year, but the on-base percentage is getting up there too. You know, again, we've been waiting for this to see, you know, it happen, but it seems like Michael Harris, right now, this last 15 games, he's been on a tear and finding some of that power stroke again too.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I think the thing that encouraged me most with him was that even when he was struggling, man, like the defense was still there. And I think that really did a lot, at least for me, in wondering if he was going to, you know, come around offensively. Like that's what kind of made me believe a little bit, was knowing that his head was still in the right place, that the effort was still there. And yeah, like I think he was, to me, it's the development, you know, from last year in terms of his rookie season, now getting another year in the big league, really figured it out. Like that's the toughest thing for guys, I think, is like for the guys, you know, in lineups, it's like, how do guys pitch you your rookie year? How did they pitch you your second year? And what are those adjustments that they make, you know, almost like start to start, series to series on you, depending on how you're hitting? Like, all of that is way different than it is in the minor leagues, than it is in high school, college, whatever. And I think now you see him more coming into his own in terms of the numbers showing up and him kind of staying more, you know, within his approach and getting better results. The interesting thing to me, though, is like if you even go back a month, the beginning of the Detroit series, like his expected batting average numbers and his kind of expected stats, all the things that show you the quality of contact, those were up. And so that was encouraging. And now it just seems like he's getting the results. But like you said, I mean, I think what stands out most, depending on how you look at this, is that strikeout rate, is that walk rate, because that's what he really struggled with last year, right? Was chasing. And a lot of the strikeouts were, you know, on the breaking ball. And to me, he's really made the adjustments and just looks like a more mature hitter that, you know, even when he wasn't getting results, it seemed like he was hitting the ball hard. And that's all gravy when you play defense as well as he does.
Justin Toscano, he's the Braves beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his work. He is on Twitter, at Justin C. Toscano. Join me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Justin, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes, and we will certainly chat again soon.
Yep, anytime. See you, John.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chukri. I mean, that's some serious dough for a guy who plays 50 games a season. And you know who we're talking about. Chukri hanging out here in the Kia Studios. On the eve of SummerSlam, I'm watching SmackDown right now. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.